Well, this is Arthur Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. We welcome your calls from out across America, of course, at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But we ask you to hold your calls for the time being because we have with us from the East, Mark Phillips. Mark, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, good evening or good afternoon, Dr. Stan, and it is a pleasure to be with you, sir.
All right. Well, Mark, of course, is a fascinating story. And, of course, he had worked as sort of a, sort of a contract agent for the CIA, or did you even realize you were working for the CIA when you were involved with this business?
Well, Dr. Stan, I actually did not know for many years that I was actually working for the CIA. I worked for the military industrial complex provider. I started with the Ampex Corporation, and that was where I was assigned to the Defense Intelligence Agency and another intelligence agency that'll go unnamed. And it was at the point when I had severed my relationship and moved on to become the vice president of marketing for a company that was a NASA spinoff, Laser Systems and Electronics, Incorporated, that I became more heavily involved with the CIA, but nevertheless felt like I was making a strong contribution to society through my employment with Laser Systems. But after leaving Laser Systems, I was moved to the vice president in charge of sales for Capital International Airways, that's CIA Airways. And Capital was formed in 1947, right after the National Security Act came into play, and was one of the primary carriers for Project Paperclip, which was the legal importation of the Nazi and fascist scientists into this country. And, well, for that matter, we moved them all over the world. And it was that association that most people make with me because that's the one that's in all the books. But quite frankly, I never knew I was working for the CIA.
Well, actually, of course, now what year was that that you were associated with Operation Paperclip?
Actually, it started in about 74 and ran through 77.
Now, of course, I thought that we'd brought most of the Nazi scientists here in that period between about 1945 and 1950. Well, what was going on at the time you were involved with it?
Well, of course, that was really in 77 is when the massive investigation was launched and the entire project was supposedly shut down. But what was actually going on during the period of time that I was with Capitol was they were moving the families of these scientists that had they had moved into this country during the 50s and 60s. They were just moving their families around the world in various places. For whatever reason, they simply did not want these scientists to be or anyone to know who they were and where they were being moved to.
Well, I think that the major thing is the CIA and the people who really control America didn't want the American people to learn that they'd brought the Gestapo chief Heinrich Mueller over here to reward him for his fine services.
Right.
We have a book on that, of course, called The Gestapo Chief or Mueller's Diaries, and they didn't want them to know that we'd brought over 1,000 Nazi scientists, many of them war criminals, here to the United States. We'll be right back here in just a moment to talk with Mark Phillips. Our All right. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, we're bringing various stations onto line, which is why we have all the interruptions here at this time, Mark. So, but anyway, of course, we were talking a little bit about Operation Paperclip, and most Americans, of course, have never been allowed to know that the CIA and the OSS had brought large numbers of Nazi war criminals to the United States because of their scientific knowledge. Most Americans don't know that the OSS had helped many of the Nazis to escape to South America. Now, why would they do that? Why? Because the entire Nazi movement was founded in the occult, and so was the OSS and the CIA. Now, not that everybody there was, but it's certainly the leadership that were part and parcel of this whole world occult movement. If you'd like to document that, it's covered, of course, in the book, The Medusa File, which we have, written by Craig Roberts. And, of course, there are many other books on that. And, of course, one of them is Operation Paperclip. Unfortunately, we don't carry that, but we'll be talking about that in our latest newsletter and give you the references to it. But if you'd like to get into the fact that the United States government brought Heinrich Mueller, the head of the German Gestapo, to the United States following the Second World War and gave him a plus job and allowed him to live here. The book, Gestapo Chief, or, of course, the Mueller Diaries, both available from Radio Liberty, and the Medusa File also available. So were you aware of that you were moving around the families of the Nazi scientists, Mark?
Oh, vaguely, only because my previous employer was NASA. And, of course, I had befriended a number of NASA scientists, and some of those people I knew for a fact were either direct descendants of or were the ones that were brought over on Project Paperclip. So, I mean, I was still in dialogue with some of these people as friends and work associates. And at parties and things, they would say, by the way, the airline you're working for just moved a few of our family members from Frankfurt to so-and-so. Some others were moved from Pennsylvania down to into Brazil. It was in Brazil, I might add, that at one point we had an aircraft confiscated by the Brazilian government. And I was given the charge, along with our chief pilot and one other person, to go down there and literally steal that aircraft and bring it back to the United States. We did that, and I really thought at that point in time that was the end of my life, because we had two fighters that were escorting us and were squawking back and forth, telling us they were going to shoot us down if we didn't turn around and go back and land.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to interrupt you for just a moment here, and we'll be right back. Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this afternoon is Mark Phillips, who's really had a fascinating life. And, of course, he had been working for these various internationalist organizations. And only later did he begin to realize that, as with so many of the organizations out there, they were CIA fronts. Now, you must understand that the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, for years has acted really as the invisible government, working within the media, controlling what the American people think. We have a wonderful book. It's called Regicide, and it's actually written by a Mr. Gregory Douglas, based upon papers given to him by Robert Crowley, who was assistant deputy director of clandestine operations for the CIA. Part of that book, in addition to the coverage of the background of the assassination of Robert Kennedy and why the CIA felt that they were justified in killing the American president, the book is called Regicide. But in that book is a list of 4,000 CIA assets, including my former next-door neighbor.
really?
Right, yes. And so, you know, I've always been a little suspicious of him ever since I realized he'd been part of the intelligence apparatus, and when I accidentally got one of his magazines, because we shared the same first name. So, you know, and when I got the book, I looked it up, and there he was, including his new address, right here where I live. So, you know, this comes as sort of a shock, but then when you see so many of the people working within the media, the people who are your anchors that you'll see, regularly on ABC, CBS, and NBC, listed there as CIA assets, you begin to get a grasp of what we are really up against. Ladies and gentlemen, freedom is lost when we allow power to be centralized in people who have an agenda. And the people, of course, who control the dark side of the Central Intelligence Agency. And, of course, there are a lot of good people in the CIA, I'm certain. But the people in positions of control, whether they be Republicans or the Democrats be there, do have an agenda, and that is the New World Order and the New World Religion. And, of course, a lot of this is thought control, and that's where Mark comes in, because he, of course, became aware of their thought control programs and MKUltra. And he actually rescued a woman out of that named Kathy O'Brien. So why don't you tell that story, Mark? Because that really is, of course, what I think most of our listeners would be interested in, is, of course, the fact that they were actually kidnapping people or buying children and training them, some of them to be Manchurian candidates, some of them to be spies, some of them to be sex slaves, certainly using all sorts of bizarre techniques so that they could enhance their memory. They wanted to compromise the various legislators and key people in government. And, of course, once you have pictures of them engaged in illicit activity, why, of course, they own them. And, of course, Kathy had worked there at the Bohemian Grove in Northern California, up around Santa Rosa, where the presidents and the vice presidents and the secretaries of state and the people who control the media and corporations, 3,000 of the wealthiest people in our country, congregate on a regular basis every year to worship in front of a 40-foot stone owl. And if any have any questions on that, you need to get our 4-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. One of the most incredible stories you've ever heard. And it's right here in the United States. All I can suggest is don't go up and try to see it on your own. I just got a letter from some fellow in Soledad who had actually gone up there. Unfortunately, he took a gun with him. And, of course, now he's serving an 11-year service. A sentence at Soledad, his crime was, of course, breaking into that enclave with a gun. But go ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, I suppose to give your listeners a little bit of background, during my tenure with the Ampex Corporation in laser systems and electronics, I did a great deal of work with the Defense Department on some behavioral modification projects that were under the MKUltra umbrella. MKUltra was the code name that was abandoned about the same time that I started. This was back in the 60s. And in favor of some other names, other codes, most all of them are still classified. To cut right to the chase, though, I had a lot of experience in clinical settings, observing what I believe was going to empty out our prisons and our mental institutions for the most part by the year 2000, and that was what many of the scientists that I worked with also believed. We didn't see any torture. We didn't see any lobotomies or any sort of horrific, intrusive type of behavior modification. We saw things that were very positive and very technical, and some were electronics, some were drugs, but nevertheless, all of them were working in tandem to help these people recover their minds instead of taking them away. But it was in when I mentioned earlier, jumping forward in time, when I was with Capital International Airways and I had that incident down in Brazil, I had made up my mind that I was going to resign because I had strong suspicions, and I don't want you any one of your listeners think I'm that naive, but when you're working for the for a private corporation, Capital International Airways was, regardless of how many times people tell you that it's CIA connected, you kind of brush it off. Well, when I found out for certain that I was working for the CIA directly, I went into my boss and I told him that I was going to resign. And he just broke out in a huge gale of laughter and invited me out to lunch and asked me to talk it over with him, because he said, no one ever leaves. This is the Hotel California. Well, long story short, the airline was sold right after that. The owner died, Jesse Stallings. And the airline eventually just went under after being in business for 45 years. And I went with the acting president. I moved with him to Alaska, and we formed another carrier up there. And it later became the theme of a major motion picture called On Sacred Ground, which talks about the CIA's involvement in taking over the oil industry. It was at that point that I made up my mind that I could not get away from them unless I was to go into business for myself. So I did. Went back to Tennessee and opened up a business, and pretty soon, within a year or so, I got a couple of calls from some major players in Washington asking me if I would like, these were State Department people, asking me if I would like to involve myself in international business, because I had developed some relationships in the aviation field and medical telemetry fields. And I told them yes, of course, and they put me on a roster, and it wasn't long after that that a friend of mine called me and asked me if I would be interested in talking to someone who wanted to start a business with the People's Republic of China, a joint venture company manufacturing capacitor banks for their mining industry, which, by the way, was controlled by the military there. Well, I did do that, and I went to China. I formed the corporation and the joint venture company, and I was named myself as president. And the fellow that I was involved with, by the name of Alex Houston, a quasi-country music MC and stage ventriloquist, hypnotist, was the fellow that actually brought all this information to me. And he's actually the one that I had a partnership with in the United States. Well, while in China, I was informed that my business partner was a Central Intelligence Agency operative, and he was mulling drugs. He was also involved in child and adult prostitution and pornography. All three of those charges are punishable by death in China. And my Chinese military counterpart said that they would provide me the money to buy him out and to just get rid of him, go away. I did that, and when I found out that this woman and this little 7-year-old girl that was in Alex Houston's charge were victims of mind control, I thought at the time very naively that I could get them out and get them into some clinical care. But at that time, there were no Dr. Colin Rosses around.
All right. Now, this was Kathy O'Brien then?
Yes.
Okay.
And Kathy O'Brien and her little daughter, Kelly, I did manage to get out of the CIA's grasp, but I couldn't find anyone that could help them. No therapist really in this country, or anywhere else for that matter, was willing to help them out, even if they knew how to do it.
Well, of course, I think that the thing our listeners have to understand is that the CIA had a program of actually creating dissociative personalities. Now, if you haven't read the book Bluebird by Dr. Colin Ross, he has been treating these for 20 years, and he actually was able to get 15,000 pages of CIA records, much of it redacted, but there's enough there that he has in his book. It's really very disturbing. Even more disturbing is the fact that, of course, the CIA had hired many psychiatrists at major universities to do these bizarre, grotesque experiments.
Horrible thing.
Creating mental disease in patients using hypnosis, using drugs, using trauma-based therapy, and you read this these stories, and they will literally, they'll make you really shudder to think that there could be people this wicked in the United States. What's even more frightening is they publish the reports in medical journals and psychiatric journals, and other psychiatrists knew exactly what they were doing, and nobody cared. But should you be surprised when you realize the Tuskegee study that went on for 40 years here in the United States, from 1932 to 1972, where they were intentionally withholding treatment from black men with syphilis so that they would die and so they could autopsy them, and they kept writing this up in the medical journals. And, of course, the people reading these articles, as long as it was done in the name of science, nobody was offended. If you haven't heard our 4-tape set on the Tuskegee study, you really need to, because, of course, we interviewed the gentleman who broke the case. We interviewed Mr. Jones, the Dr. Jones, who wrote the classic book on the Tuskegee study. You need to understand that nobody was concerned about the death of 365 black men who died because of the policies of our government by intentionally withholding treatment. And the same thing goes over into these psychiatric experiments that were done. How can we destroy their personalities? How can we destroy their memory? How can we destroy their soul? Well, that's what some of the psychiatrists were doing, because, you see, most of them have no relationship to God. We're going to have to take a quick break here, Mark, when we get back. I'm going to let you do the doing and the talking, and I'll keep quiet, because I want you to explain to our listeners these incredible things that you've discovered since you began investigating the MK Ultra mind control programs.
there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Do you ever feel sort of run down that you need more energy? Well, let me tell you about a product. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly, and I've used this for close to 10 years, and my family has used it. We've been very, very happy with it. And it recently, the company came and offered to sponsor us for a month, so we certainly agreed to that. We think it's a great, great product. It's made from the royal jelly that comes from the beehive. This is what the queen bee eats. It's sold with a money-back guarantee. If at the end of 3 months you're not completely satisfied and you don't have more energy, just give them a call. But if you'd like to get Be Alive Royal Jelly, call 1-866-233-7500. That's 1-866-233-7500. And I'm sure you're going to be very, very satisfied with the product. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention that the Conspiracy Conference, it's going to be held over in Santa Clara on May 24th and 25th. That's Memorial Day weekend. Got to be all sorts of people there talking about, is there somebody who controls what's going on in the world? Is there a dark force out there? Well, you're going to see people from all sorts of walks of life there with various views. I'm going to be speaking. Jim Mars is going to be speaking. I think you're going to see people that have got some pretty bizarre ideas and some people who are right on. I hope that if you're interested in going, I think it'll be a fascinating two-day conference. Give them a call at 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999, or go to their website, which is conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon.com. Then I want to mention, of course, the Big Berkey water filters. And, you know, in times like these, you need to be able to be sure that you're going to have pure water that you can drink. And if something should happen to our water supply, what would you do? Boil your water? Well, that's a pretty inefficient thing. The Big Berkey is the sort of a water filter that has been used by missionaries for over 100 years using ceramic filters. It'll filter about 25 gallons of water a day. It's stainless steel. It's attractive. It's the ultimate water filter, and it'll filter out bacteria and fungi and cryptosporidium and certainly most of the chemicals that you're going to be dealing with. If you'd like to get a Big Berkey, they're ordinarily $279. If you buy it for us, they'll actually going to be going for $239 plus a $10 shipping. But we throw in either a video or four tapes that we produce. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Now, the Big Berkey is available in every state except for California and Idaho. But if you'd like, of course, to get a water filter here, we have the Berkey Light, and we'll tell you a little bit more about that in just a moment. That's the Berkey Light. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Mark Phillips. I was talking before we went to the break about the work of Dr. Colin Ross. His book, Blue Book, is really must reading because it's really based upon the experience he has had over 20 years dealing with many of the government's mind control victims. And, of course, many of them have dissociative personalities that were planted in them. Many have actually been trained as Manchurian candidates. And they've done all these macabre experiments with human beings right here in the United States. We actually have the book, Blue Book, Bluebird. We have the MKUltra report from the government. We have a four-tape set on mind control. You get our catalog, you'll find all sorts of fascinating material on what has been done. Let's go to Fred, who's calling from Salinas. Hi, Fred. How are you doing?
Yeah, good afternoon. I was just wondering if your guest could tell me anything that he might know about what used to be Evergreen Airway out of Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah, sure can.
I know it was a CIA-run
operation. Many people know that. Fritz Evergreen was and is an arm of the intelligence community. Back when I was with Capitol, most of our captains and most of our management staff came out of Evergreen.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, George Kamatz was he was comptroller for Evergreen before he came to Capitol, and then he and I formed Great Northern Airlines in Alaska. So, yes, Evergreen was most definitely a CIA operation.
Was it probably one of their larger operations?
Absolutely one of their larger ones.
And, of course, I think you have to realize they run their banks. In fact, BCCI, which was known as the Books of the Bank of Crooks and Criminals, was actually a CIA front of funneling people to money to Al-Qaeda and other agencies or other groups they were working with. So, I mean, the CIA has banks, corporations, and the largest organization dealing in drugs anywhere in the United States. And people say, that can't be true. I've talked to so many people who have been associated with the CIA and drugs. And if you go to Michael Rupert's website and you click on the connection to the CIA has even admitted it. But, of course, we can't let the American people know that. So you need to get our four-tape set. Is there really a war on drugs? If we're really trying to stop drugs, we're doing an awful poor job. And I think, of course, you would know about that as well, wouldn't you, Mark? Is the CIA really trying to stop drugs?
Not
or
hardly.
Are they pushing
the woman that I rescued, Kathy O'Brien, had been used as a drug mule. And after rescuing her in 1988, It took almost 2 years to have her recover her mind and her memory. And once I was able to put all the pieces together and was fortunate enough to legally access the safe of her handler before it became illegal, I was fortunate enough to get a great deal of information with regards to numbered bank accounts in the Caymans and Isle of Man and other places, along with names, business transactions for cocaine, primarily. I would say that 90% of it was cocaine, the other part was heroin. And when I took this to people that I knew and trusted within U.S. Customs, it went all the way to the top of Customs. And that would have been William Von Raab. And William Von Raab resigned his position over that fact. That was, like I said, that was around 1991 when I released all this information. And then we attempted to get before the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence Oversight for the House of Reps, and they scheduled us and rescheduled us and rescheduled us. And in April of 1995, we were rescheduled, as far as we were concerned, the last time. And we released a book called Transformation of America. And this book you carry, Dr. Stan, and I appreciate it, so does Kathy O'Brien, very, very much, because this book chronicles exactly what she had been exposed to her entire life as a result of being groomed, and I say groomed in a pleasant sort of way. It was horrible what they did to her and her family with regards to her father selling her into this program. And had been using her and her sisters and her brothers into child pornography.
Because this was tied into the CIA, wasn't it?
Yes, it was all CIA.
Sure. And I think people have to understand this thing really does go on. Anything else you wanted to say there, Fred?
Yes,
thanks, Fred.
I'd like to ask you one more quick question.
All right, we're just about out of time. Go ahead.
Do you know a good friend of mine was the one that blew the whistle on the Rocky Flats?
Yes.
Denver? Was the CIA involved in that at all?
I honestly don't know, Fred. At the point in time when that happened, my life was completely upside down, and I, honest to goodness, don't know probably any more than you do.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure the CIA was involved in wanting to cover it up.
Okay.
Because I know he died over it. So.
Okay, thanks so much, Fred.
Thank you.
As most whistleblowers do.
Right. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Thank you.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and before we went to the break just a few minutes ago, I was talking about the big Berkey water filters, which is a wonderful thing to have on hand, because here you can take river water and certainly lake water and run it through, and of course you'll have clean, fresh, potable drinking water. But unfortunately, this product is not available in California. However, there is a product which is available in every state but Iowa, and it's called a Berkey Light, and it's actually made out of a transparent glass. It's sort of a bulletproof glass. You can drop it out of an airplane, and they say it won't hurt. I've never tried that, but anyway, of course, you can actually see the water levels. The filters are not the ceramic filters. They're a black Berkey filter. There's only two of them instead of four. They certainly are much, much better as far as taking material out. They will take out MTBE, but the ceramic filters won't. They'll take out, of course, many other chemicals that are in there. They will not take out fluoride, however, but they will take out just about anything else. You can get special post filters for the big Berkey to take out the fluoride, but the Berkey filters have to be replaced every 2 years. So if you'd like to get a Berkey Light, and we actually bought one for ourselves, why, of course, they're $199 plus shipping, and of course you'll get a video or four tapes that we produced along with that. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the Berkey Light filter. Hope if you'd like to see pictures of them, go to our website at radioliberty.com. We have pictures of the big Berkey. We got pictures of the Berkey Light. Radioliberty.com, you can see them. You can see how they work. You can get them with lights. It's an extra $60, but you can get by fine just with a regular Berkey Light. Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our special guest this afternoon is of course, Mark Phillips, and he was able to rescue Kathy O'Brien from the clutches of the CIA. And, of course, we carry the book, The Transformation of America, which tells that story. And, of course, we have so much other information, the search for the Manchurian candidate. I believe that's John Mark's book. Certainly the government reports on MK Ultra. We have, and Mark has an awful lot of information, too. Mark, do you want to get your website up there?
Yes, sir. If the people would like to take a look at some of the information that we post, as well as we also have a free quasi-newsletter that we send out from time to time. It is www.trance, and then a hyphen, formation.com.
That's trance-formation.com. Let's go to Chris, who's calling. Hi, Chris. Where are you calling from?
State of Kentucky.
Okay, Chris from Kentucky. Did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I wanted to have a couple of questions. I thank you very much for bringing this information out about the CIA. But my question is, with George Herbert Walker Bush, was there any cover-ups or anything that he got away with at the time he was working for the CIA?
Our book is absolutely crammed with them. While he was working for the CIA?
Yes.
Specifically, I can't just name one off the top of my head, because that was his job.
I remember that he was the director of the Central Intelligence Agency.
That was his primary, yeah. That was his job.
And you remember in Russia, of course, we had Andropov. He was the head of the KGB, and he became the premier of Russia. And then you had Gorbachev, and he was the head of the KGB, the counterpart to the CIA in Russia, and he became the premier of Russia. Well, we had George Herbert Walker Bush, who was director of the CIA, and he became the president President of the United States. And today his son is the President of the United States. I'm sure that's only, of course, just coincidental.
Yes, and the President of Russia was the former head of the KGB.
Right.
Well,
anything else you wanted to ask, Chris?
Yeah, and I was asking about the a lot of the missing children. How many of the CIA used that as propaganda that they wanted to get a global government to have more, you know, problem reaction solution? And did the CIA abduct a lot of children? And do you know any survivors that will testify to that?
Well, no, I do not know any survivors that will testify to that, and nor do I have I ever met one. That was not how they were recruited. That there is a fair amount of information floating around that there was a group called the Finders that was involved in this sort of thing, when in fact, upon a little more thorough investigation, I find out that this is just one person's opinion, and it didn't gel. To say that the CIA would not do something like that is absurd. I don't think there is anything that CIA operations would not involve themselves with, but that is not how they were recruited, to the best of my knowledge. And unfortunately, there are tens of thousands of people that have been recruited and brought into it against their will. But I don't know of anyone who was kidnapped.
Well, basically, didn't they actually, of course, compromise the parents and get the parents to turn them over? Was that how it worked?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. That's what my question was, because of the famous Patty Hearst abduction back in the 70s.
Well, that was an entirely different situation.
Yeah, I don't know if that was CIA operative or anything like that, but I'm not really sure on that.
Okay.
No, it really wasn't, although there were CIA connections into some of the SLA members. But no, that wasn't any of the CIA's doing, to my knowledge.
Okay. Anything else, Chris?
Yeah, have you talked with Terry Reed, who is also, you're talking about the war on drugs, with Terry Reed, a former Vietnam veteran, is?
No, we have a four-tape set, including my interview with Terry Reed, and it's entitled, Is There Really a War on Drugs? And, of course, he was working for the CIA, found out that they were smuggling drugs, tried to expose it, and he ended up getting indicted and almost sent to prison for life. Anyway, thanks so much, Chris.
Thank
you. And let's go to Nathan.
Thank you, Chris.
And let's go to Nathan. Hi, Nathan. I have a quick question or comment.
Happy Passover. Happy Patriots Day to both of you. Yeah, my question is, you know, the Hersha sisters.
The who?
That Lynn and Cheryl Hersha.
I'm
sure that your guest is familiar. They made the claim that, one of them, I believe, made the claim that she was told when she was undergoing her work under mind control that she would be used in the event of a suspension of the Constitution of the United States. Was Ms. O'Brien told a similar thing?
No, not to my knowledge or her memory. That had not come up, but that has come up with other people that I have interviewed in clinical settings whose backgrounds are consistent with the Hersha sisters and their testimony. So I certainly think that could be a very realistic situation.
Well, I do believe there's long-term planning to suspend the Constitution when chaos breaks out in this country, and we know that's planned. If our listeners have not yet seen the amazing clips, we'll actually see Congressman Henry Gonzalez saying there is a plan in case, of course, terrorist attacks to arrest American people and put them in detention camps. And, of course, it also has that sequence where Congressman Jack Brooks, during the Iran-Contra hearings, tries to bring out the fact there is a plan to suspend the Constitution and arrest American citizens and put them in camps. And then you'll hear, actually, the senator, in a way, interrupting again and again and again to keep the information, because they don't want the American people to know that. That's the amazing clips. And if you have not seen that three-video series, the amazing clips, I will tell you what is the most amazing series of video clips available today. Anything else, Nathan?
Well, hey, you know, that's ironic, because Senator Inouye should be very, very, very sensitive to the whole issue of incarcerating citizens.
You would think he would be, but remember, where is his real loyalty?
Well,
you know, and also Dr. Stan, Senator Inouye was the one who stood before Congress in the early 90s and actually exposed the fact that we have a secret government. So, you know, there's he's an enigma.
All right, a lot of them are. Maybe somebody got to him. I don't know what happened, or maybe
somebody got to him.
Right. Okay. Anything else, Nathan?
Yes. This may be a little bit off the subject, but what is it? Maybe it dovetails in some way. What is your opinion on the SARS epidemic?
That's a little off the subject.
Okay.
We
did that last all right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much. Let's go to Bart calling from the Carmel. Hi, Bart. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you very much. And I've seen that footage, Dr. Stan. It's bone-chilling, and I believe the plan was called Rex 84, wasn't it? Anyway, my question is this. I just had to ask you this, Mark. During the 1980 presidential inauguration of Ronald Reagan, directly to his right stood a man by the name of Licio Gelli, the Masonic Grand Master of the P2 Lodge in Italy, the Masonic Lodge there.
That's correct.
And this is such an intense story. I'll try to make it short. George Bush Sr. was an honorary member of the P2 Masonic Lodge, I believe. And
that's correct.
Licio Gelli himself was a business partner of the Nazi Klaus Barbie. My question is this. I had heard that it's possible that the Panama invasion, part of the reason for that may have been to cover up records that were there that revealed a lot of information about the Banco Nacional Ambrosiano and the P2 connection and the George Bush connection with the whole mess. And if you have any comments on that, I'll take them on the air. Thank you, sir.
Bart, I really don't have any substantial comments on that other than I'm operating on hearsay and some reports. I had an opportunity to ask the person who won the first Academy Award for a documentary, Barbara Trent, that very question and what she had uncovered in her investigation, and she told me that she had only conversed with an investigative reporter who was on that particular trail, but nothing conclusive, so I really, really don't want to comment second and third hand beyond that.
And I think, of course, for our listeners out, the P2 Lodge was a Masonic lodge and that had strong ties to the Vatican, and they were dealing with a lot of Vatican money, and there was a lot of dishonesty and drugs, and they were tied into all sorts of secret conspiracies, as I remember. But we really need to get somebody in there. In fact, we're going to be doing an interview later this week with Eric Phelps on the Vatican assassins.
Excellent.
So perhaps he'll have more information for us. So that'll give you something. I think you'll be here with us on Thursday. And right now, let's go to Spencer. Hi, Spencer. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Thank you for taking my call. There are several exhibits in the Warren Commission that allege that Ruby and Oswald were homosexuals who associated with other homosexuals. Now, my question is, were they homosexuals before or after their MKUltra experiments? And is Dan Rather also a CIA?
Spencer's got always comes up with these things. There's no evidence that I know that Ruby or Oswald were into homosexuality. So this sort of confuses the whole thing. Spencer's pretty regular calling in with totally so many times just totally discrediting everything that's been said. I don't know whether you have that problem, Mark, but there are people I believe that are there to discredit the rest of the program with these absurdities. Have you run into that?
Yes.
All right, fine. So,
yes, I have.
And a standard pattern that you see, because the other side fears the effectiveness of talk radio, and they will have their people out there call in. And of course, when you come up with something so ridiculous, people say, well, obviously, you know, these got to be really goofy people. So there are things out there that we know. There are things we don't know. But if there's no evidence that I know of any homosexuality on Oswald's part. In fact, I don't think that Oswald was involved in the assassination at all. I think he was a patsy. Now, there's no question he was a government agent. He was, of course, handled by a man named George de Mornschild, who, of course, was very close to George Herbert Walker Bush. In
That's
fact.
Correct.
But this is what the average American does not understand, how all this web of intrigue fits together. Okay, well, Mark, let's talk a little bit about Kathy and of course, your experience and how you were able to gradually get her deprogrammed. Because now, of course, talking to her, she's just a lovely person, but she was pretty confused initially, wasn't it, because of the psychic trauma?
Dr. Stan, she didn't know her name. She didn't know how old she was. She didn't know where she'd been. She was, as most people would say, she was out to lunch. It it took a lot of help from the intelligence community, and we're going to go right back to that initial statement that you made. There are good people in all organizations, including CIA. These people were responsible for directly guiding me in helping Kathy recover her mind. Kathy and I worked the mental health circuit for many years, and law enforcement, educating them as to the disorder that prevails when someone is being maintained under mind control. We worked with border guards, we worked with customs, and for their continuing education credits, as well as a psychiatrist and psychologist in three countries. We did this not only to protect ourselves and to guard the integrity of the information while we were waiting to go before Congress, but we also did it to help these therapists learn the basics of what they had been denied through the American Psychological, American Psychiatric Associations. You know, most people don't know this, Dr. Stan, but the American Psychiatric Association, its membership is worldwide, and these physicians, that is their only lobby for their works and for their research. And it was formed by the Central Intelligence Agency, by a Dr. Ewan Cameron, who later, by the way, was actually the only MK Ultra scientist that was brought to task. And
I know he was actually a Canadian
right.
psychiatrist, and he's covered in this book, Blue Book. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have not heard about Cameron, he's covered in the book, and of course he'll be covered in the new four-step tip we're going to put together with my interviews with Mark and of course with Dr. Colin Ross, who talks about how Cameron actually took a woman and used electric shock on her and 10 times what he should have and all sorts of drugs to destroy her, to totally destroy her, just to see what could be done, and then wrote this up in the journals. You know, what a wonderful thing, I could destroy this woman's memory. She couldn't even remember how to go to the bathroom.
Right.
And he was totally evil. And he was what? He was the president of the American Psychiatric.
He was the founder of it.
All right. Well, and he, of course, was obviously CIA.
Yes.
Oh, let's go to Tom. We've got time for one more call. Hi, Tom. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I'd like to ask, are you a Mason?
No, sir, I'm not. I'm not a member of any secret organization. And I never wanted to become a Mason.
Why do you ask that, Tom?
I just thought I would. How much influence do you think that the Masonic orders are having in this country?
Not as much as you would think. At one point in time, during I would say up until the 60s, I think they had a tremendous influence on this country. But their influence has been slowly eroding. And now it's reached the point to where I don't think there is anywhere close to what they were, say, 25, 30 years ago.
I mean, they control...
Well, Baby Bush is a Mason, and
Dick
Cheney's a Mason.
Wait a minute now. How can you prove that? I have never been...
Ashcroft's a Mason. He wore his Masonic tie on his second television appearance.
Can you document that any place at all? That's because I have never been able to document that. Certainly, there are members of Skull and Bones. Daddy Bush is a member of the Bohemian Grove and was a member of the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, and the board of the Council on Foreign Relations. But you can't say it unless you can document it. Can you document it any place?
And Tom Ridge also.
All right, can you document it any place? Can you document it for us, or are you just going to come on and say it's
I'll
true?
Work on it.
All right. You get the documentation, you send it to me, will you? Thanks so much, Tom. And once in a while, I'll put that challenge out, and they do document it, like the caller who called shortly after 9/11 and said, well, of course, you know that Mayor Willie Brown was notified the day before the attack that he should not be flying on 9/11. And I said, sure, it's all well and good. You can say whatever you want to, but I want to see the documentation. They sent it to me, and we circulated that all across America because somebody pulled the article out of the San Francisco Chronicle. It was only on one edition. somebody pulled it out off the internet or never put it up on the internet, and we were the only ones who had a copy of the article, so we circulated it. Gentleman may be right. Certainly there is much to be said about George Herbert Walker's book, Association with the Dark Establishment, a member of the board of the Council on Foreign Relations, board of directors, a trilateralist, a Bilderberger, member of the Skull and Bone Society, and former director of the Central Intelligence Agency involved in drug smuggling. Very close to Barry Seal, and of course, eventually the President of the United States, and the fact most people have never heard that, simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. And Mark, we have covered so little, I've got to get you back on maybe for a two-hour program and really cover so much more.
Well, this would be wonderful, because I was going to talk about a couple of things that I've run into recently with regards to some technologies involving mind control that the government has now put one finger out and offered it to some of the airlines for to their security specialists for brain monitoring devices that that work in tandem with NASA's non-invasive neuroelectric sensors.
We're going to have to let you go. God bless you. Give my best to Kathy.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Our 4-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this 4-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination date.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention a couple of other things we have here. Of course, we carry the Miracle 2 soap products, and we hope if any of you are out there, maybe, of course, you'd want to give them a try. Now, we can't make any medical claims for them. We can tell you Miracle 2 soap products are excellent soap, but I will tell you that an awful lot of people who try them tell us all sorts of amazing things, and all I can say is that sometimes people seem to really feel much better taking these products. There's certainly some of the people who use the neutralizer says that it helps their heartburn. It's just a very alkaline solution, but you can give it a try if you'd like. And of course, you could like to find out more about the Miracle 2 soap products. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. I will tell you that if you'd like to get the introductory offer of the gel, the lotion, the neutralizer, the soap, and the moisturizing soap, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And there's a specially introductory offer there. And we hope, of course, that you'll be pleased with the products. I will tell you one thing, and that is we get an awful lot of return business. People have tried them, and they keep right on using them. And then, of course, if you'd like to lay in a supply of food at times like this, I think it's a good idea to have food and other emergency items. Tom Ridd says, we're going to have attacks, terrorist attacks in America. Dick Cheney says it's not a matter of if, but when these attacks are going to come. And they tell you to have a 3-day supply of food and water. How long do you think a 3-day supply of food and water will last you? Maybe 3 days. Well, anyway, of course, what you really need to do is make your preparations now. If you'd like a catalog, they will tell you about all sorts of things, not just food and water, but other things you may need. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And certainly ask for the Ready Reserve food catalog. We'll send it to you free of charge. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I want to mention a few of the products that we carry. We certainly carry the Phonopoly set. It's a program that's designed to teach children how to read phonetically and spell phonetically and pronounce words phonetically, and certainly in about 16 to 20 hours, you can reprogram the mind of a child so that they can read and read properly, and take them from the bottom of their reading class to the top. Most of these programs, $300, $400, $500, $600. This is $139.95 plus shipping, and we throw in a couple of books. It's 5 board games, 2 bonus games. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. And if you really care for your children or your grandchildren, get them a Phenopoly set. And then, of course, we also want to certainly to mention that if you'd like to get a ready reserve food catalog so that you will know what supplies you really need to have on hand for the times that lie ahead. And I believe there are some very difficult times that lie ahead, because I believe when a nation turns against God, God eventually turns against that nation. So if you'd like to get a free ready reserve food catalog, just call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WARM. And although we do sell products here, we are still primarily dependent upon our listeners out across America for the help, so we can continue doing what we do 5 hours a day and gradually expanding our coverage across America. So if you'd like to, of course, get a free copy of our newsletter, give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. I recommend you ask for the March newsletter, because it will explain to you and document for you that the Iraqi war was planned long before George Bush became president. And you need to read what this little cabal of people headed by Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and Paul Wolfowitz were writing back in 1997 and 1998 about the necessity of a war with Iraq. And had nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction, and had nothing to do with terrorism. It had to do with the fact we had to have our troops stationed in the Middle East. And we'll give you the quotations. Anyway, call us and get a copy of the newsletter, then go to their website, not my website, but their website, which is newamericancentury.org, and read what they say and understand that it was all laid out ahead of time. An awful lot of suffering has occurred because a small group of men want to create an American empire. And with that, I fear, will come the advent of World War III. Again, if you'd like a copy of our March newsletter, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And of course, we hope many of you want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And again, that number, 1-800-544-8927. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our 4 best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping to finance our radio stations, which we have all across America. And our weekend program, heard on 35 stations, gives us an opportunity to reach people who've never heard many of the things you hear on Radio Liberty on a daily basis. And then, of course, we hope many of you will go to our website at radioliberty.com, where you can pull down our internet programs 5 hours a day. You won't get much done, but you can pull them down 5 hours a day. And, of course, you can pull down my newsletters and some of the articles we have posted there. And, of course, please tell others about our website, radioliberty.com, www.radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we hope that you'll tell others about our programs, because that's how we get more and more people listening to our shortwave programs, and certainly to our internet programs, and to our satellite programs, and to our radio programs. And then pray for America. Pray for our ministers, because they should be leading this spiritual battle. Pray for our leaders. Pray for the boys overseas. But please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow, when we'll be back with you once again, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Calls for Spencer in the future. He's obviously.